Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward of taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello and welcome to a new podcast episode, Cause of Death, Corona Special. And today I'm with a very special person at my side. Norman Pohl is an event creator, and at this time, his gastronomic business extremely affected by this corona crisis. I have unfortunately spoken about in other episode the tragic story of a customer who was in the gastro field as well, in a brewery and as a hotelier. He had made an ultimate decision and had committed suicide. And at that point, I thought to myself, I have people in my surroundings who I'm personally accompany and who are also very close to my heart, and that is Norman. Norman is someone who actually came to this profession more or less out of passion. He actually comes from the international bouncer scene, then opened a nightclub from his experience, and has developed into a food caterer and now, as I said, an event creator. And what he gives people is something very special, because he gives people an hour's vacation. It is very important to him. Not that he earns money with his time, of course, but that he really gives people something, namely an incomparable experience at his events. That is his focus, and you can also really notice that. Norman is an extremely positive person, who when you see him and when you meet him, radiates exactly that. But I also know Norman as a very thoughtful person, and I think I can say that I also know the other side of Norman. But I always find it incredibly fascinating where Norman gets his energy from, to perform on the stage every day. And that's exactly why I'd like to welcome him to my side tonight on this special episode of Cause of Death, Corona Special. Hello, Norman. A very good evening, Marcel. Good evening, dear listeners. So I think it's great that you got involved. I have to say that Norman was unsure at first. We've known each other for a very, very long time. And for some time, I've been telling Norman about my project that I want to make people think with my crime scene cleaning stories, that I'm going to create a mindset brand. Because I simply have a lot of stories to tell that, for sure, if you think about it deeply and get involved in it, might really add value to one story or another at that moment. And Norman is always someone with whom I exchange ideas. So I tell him how I'm positioning everything further, and a bit of mentoring and coaching has developed from that. So he is also the, yes, how do you say it, the first student? Yes, and I may say at this point, Norman is already incredibly far from his own energy and is also a person who gives himself a lot of time and energy in his personal development, and thus I think has already achieved a lot in his life and is in a place that he would not have dreamed of years ago. But nevertheless, he also says to himself, I simply need someone respectable whom I can listen to and who personally gives me food for thought again and again, or also, of course, the guidance to implement something in certain situations. I think each of us needs a mentor. Each of us needs someone to believe in, right? It's often the case that when you read a book, you find it fascinating and take a piece of the story you've read with you. And in the last few months of this corona crisis, I was able to accompany Norman as a service provider at one event or another. So he asked me, Marcel, I have an idea that's a bit crazy, but I'd like really to bring people back to life after the lockdown and this corona crisis. Of course, everyone was wishing for this. Everyone was wanting to go out again after the lockdown, to be able to meet with people. And I'm talking right now about the first lockdown, of course. And that's what people did on their own. But Norman said, beyond that, I want to give people a little bit of a feeling that just when they've gotten used to this state now, to really give them the most beautiful event after such a crisis. And as he told me this, in all depth and intensity, I said, that's a cool thing. We have to be there. And I was happy to position myself as a hygiene expert at his event in order to fulfill all the official requirements. Also, to help the guests and especially the guests in this crisis, namely those who perhaps belong to the one group of people who were a bit anxious or who really take this pandemic very seriously for themselves, that we give them a good feeling, while everyone else with a different attitude didn't care, of course, and they took part anyway. They stuck to this concept, and the event was also a huge success overall. It was in the press, in the media, on TV. It was positioned everywhere, and nevertheless, we talked again and again about it. And I would like to say, the event was very, very special, because there was a tragic prehistory to it. And I would ask you at this point, Norman, to tell us how the 2 days before the event went, because there was actually almost a huge disaster. Yes, absolutely. So we did it. Yes, Corona came. We kept our cool, had some great ideas, and were one of the first with the drive-in. And then, to create a lifestyle drive-in at the same time. That was, of course, incredible for us. And there was an energy that was indescribable. And everything went according to plan, so to speak. It was amazing. The people also accepted it very well, especially as a mindset event, that we were playing the main role, that we have been affected in the gastronomy. No, we stand up and we find solutions. We stick together. I always say, alone we are strong. Together we are unbeatable. And that's what we wanted to convey to people. Something like, now more than ever. And that all went very well. It was also very well received. Yes, and then one day before this event, as you already mentioned, there was this tragic experience. And we hung up the banner together. The welcome banner for this lifestyle drive-in. My managing director, my employee, and me. And then he ran back to the car a minute before we did, and when we followed, he was lying there on the ground and had had a heart attack. And we still tried to revive him. Unfortunately, we didn't succeed, and that was terrible, of course. It is still so incomprehensible what happened. And it was just one day before the event, and of course, we first thought about calling the whole thing off, and we're all in shock. As I said, talking about it now, it's still so unreal. We had also been in contact, then you came by again, where we all sat together in front of the location, and yes, thank God we had your support. And then, I also decided to let this event run anyway out of respect for him, and that was a very, very difficult moment. So, I was incredibly grateful that you were there and that you supported and helped us. You also persuaded me to make the right decision, out of the utmost respect for him, of course, and also his wife. Yes, it was a question you asked me at the time. Can I even let this event take place? And I have to say quite honestly, Marcel, I actually don't want to. This had been my first impulse. I remember very well when you told me, you watch out. I don't know what people think either. And then, there was a fundamental decision to be made. You can only make a fundamental decision for yourself personally. It doesn't matter what others think. That's basically what's in the room for the time being. But nevertheless, we had talked about it. And it has to be said that it really is a tragic event. It was a business partner for years, and with great respect, they worked together. They both put on this event, and the decedent, Manuel, had organized a lot around the event. And practically during the setup one day before, he dies in this parking lot. How terrible! Leaves a wife and child, who, by the way, was Manuel in his early 40s. 42 years. Leaving behind a wife and a child. And the overall situation was terrible. And then Norman sat like a heap of misery with others at this venue in an outside warehouse in front of this huge office building where it took place, in the outside parking lot where everything was set up and fenced off and this drive-in was prepared. And yes, then the question was to cancel the event or not. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the fact that the financial damage might even have broken his neck. That wasn't what it was about at all. For him personally, it was a matter of what might other people think about it. And in his world of values, it was important for him to be in the right moral position, namely with respect for the dead. And you can't let an event take place if someone has died there on site shortly beforehand. In principle, the idea is perhaps correct. We talked about it for a long time that evening, and the result was a clear positioning. Manuel was an event creator body and soul, just like Norman. He also burned for the cause and wanted to give people incomparable experiences. And precisely because of this aspect, and just in connection with the knowledge of this commitment of Manuel, this event nevertheless became a lively event, knowingly and in honor of the decedent, Manuel. And there was, of course, a very, very difficult decision. And there was again a piece of Norman Pohl, whom I know personally, who is extremely energetic and lives that way in body and life. But like all of us, one more, the other less, we naturally have our self-doubts. We have our fears, and perhaps we think to some extent that I don't care what others think, and yet a very large percentage of us are moving in some direction in some world of values in such a way that we ask ourselves, where do I stand now and where is my real orientation? And you simply don't want to seem unfair, etc. Of course, it depends a bit on what kind of values you personally have, but that's exactly why I invited Norman, because Norman was also a bit afraid that evening. A bit of fear, I would like to explain that again. I think that when you see this guy, he doesn't need to be afraid of anything. He's a rock. So you probably have to have seen him once to understand that he is a person of respect who should be confronted. And I don't just mean physically, but also in what he thinks and what his values are. But I'm actually interested in something completely different, and it was important to me to invite Norman. I find it extremely interesting that Norman has achieved in his personal development for the ability to deal with everyday or life fears, which are perceived extremely differently for all of us. Again, found a way to deal with it. And there, I would like to ask you, nevertheless, simply time to tell, how was your situation 3 years ago? Oh, fear was definitely even more predominant then than it is nowadays. That was really the case. I can say that so openly. I think it was also important to think, if I'm no longer around tomorrow, it won't be so bad, because the pressure I put on myself, which I felt at the time to fail in public, became so enormous that I really said, okay, if it were like that, then that would be like that. And that is, of course, in retrospect, or when you realize that, the worst thing you can actually say to be so selfless without self-confidence. Thank God I got my act together with this personal development, because otherwise, I don't think I would have survived this situation, as it happened this year, or now with Manuel, or I wouldn't have been able to decide like that, because there it came again. Just the shock being in the hospital with Manuel. Then you think you just don't know where to go from here. What is right? What is wrong? What should I do now? And then, thank God, I had the first impulse from my best friend from Austria. That was the first phone call I had, which was also very important. And then you come back to the location. The others sit there. Many are afraid. Many don't want to do it. It's an incredibly difficult decision, because I think we were all afraid. What do the others think? There again, what the others think. That's not important at all. It's what you want, or in relation, of course, with the utmost respect for Manuel. Yes, it's only about the other and his wife, of course, and the rest really don't matter. And this decision, with the help of you or my best friend from Austria, I was only able to make so quickly, or faster, because I have dealt with the issue for the last few years. 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And how did you? I'm sure some of you will be interested. How did you manage it? And what do you do every day to deal with everyday fears with everyday insecurity? I mean, you can probably name many techniques. You can also read about them in books. And I sometimes find it a bit exhausting that in many aspects, life is made into rocket science. There is simply a very important functionality with us. We have to know it. That is our inner communication. As a rule, we talk more with ourselves than with others. That means we always ask ourselves the question, is this right? Is that wrong? And some things we do instinctively. That means out of instinct, out of primal drive and so on, and there are also different areas in the brain for this, and so on. But I don't want to push it to the scientific level. This is a bit more about me showing people, and now they don't see you, and they don't know how often you laugh during the day, and always be the sunny boy, and that's not artificial. That's not what you're doing. It's a way of life. It's a way of life with you. How did you manage it? How did you manage to communicate to the outside world what you live? And that's not just the important thing, that you radiate to the outside world. But one gets to know you. You have the other person as your opposite and perceives it energetically and thinks, what a cool sock is that? Well, now one or the other can also say, if you open your mouth, what kind of an asshole is that? But that's not the point now. Of course, there will always be people who don't like you. And there will always be people with whom you simply do not harmonize. Okay, you cannot smell each other. There is, of course, this saying, but that's extremely different with you. You are the typical person who could be an animator, and animation would be exactly your thing, to pull people along. Therefore, cool choice of profession. Great story. I know you're going to be a really, really big player in the scene. Now, the question again, how do you manage it? Do you have any beliefs? What do you do with yourself to get ready in the morning for a knowingly shitty day? You have problems to solve. In other words, what we actually encounter in everyday life all the time. How do you personally keep the energy? I'll have to elaborate a bit. It all started over 3.5 years ago with this personal development. I read my first book while on vacation with my best friend. He had started it. Of course, I totally laughed at it at the time. I didn't have a clue back then, but I started. It was summer. That must have been 3 years ago. And then I had to keep at it, to have the interest to deal with oneself, to question beliefs. In general, I've gotten into the habit of questioning everything. For example, I was very, very strong. You still know me with my world of values, which I defended extremely, and I also left no tolerance. I had to work on myself because that no longer worked without changing. In other words, to change extremely. Changes belong to it. But that one remains true to oneself and then also self-critically. My father laughed again the other day when I said that I had become self-critical. He said, "I don't know that from my vocabulary." And that's important that you open up to it. And you've experienced that yourself, that the calmer you get, the more you feel like that in this section. So now everyone does with it what he wants. In the past, of course, we clarified things differently. And that's a process. It's a long process. There's a lot of patience missing, of course. You have to stick with it. I always say if you want to play in the Champions League, you have to go train, and you have to keep at it. You have to deal with yourself, and you also have to invest in yourself. That is so important. It's also difficult in the beginning. Like everything is so difficult, but it's tremendous fun. I say personal development is like a giant puzzle, and the more pieces you put together, the more fun it is. And then it also starts. I think it took me half a year before my surroundings noticed it too. I used to have a fuse that was 1.9 millimeters short, so it went very quickly as soon as it was a question of my values. And to change all that and also to see that it does you better, that you deal better with situations, with challenges. Yes, and then there are also things that you can change, that you can't change. That used to be a calendar saying. In the meantime, I live it. I still have my doubts, my fears, but the time has become so minimal because I then immediately focus on the solutions. And I do that more and more often now because it's also fun, because you just go to the training more often. I used to go to bed at that time, and now I get up every morning at 5:19. At 6 o'clock, I go to my training, and then I do a great workout for an hour, and that's how my day starts. That is enormously important. I'm noticing that right now, when the gyms are closed. Something is missing, so you are more or less tired, even though you don't go to the gym. So sports and nutrition are also important, of course, to eat more self-confidently or to be more mindful of yourself. Before, I was always just the others, the others, the others, and you forget yourself in the process, and that is very important. That is, you can summarize it like this. One of your secrets or one of your tips is more self-mindfulness, more focus, in order to achieve something biochemically with it. Something is happening inside you. Metabolic changes, hormone release, etc., which in turn strengthen the immune system or bring psychological stress or anxiety. Yes, it is first of all the psychological and neuronal perception that then leads to a biochemical reaction in the body, for example. We are afraid. Goosebumps appear. Escape. Adrenaline. Attack. Let's get out of here. So, this is a reaction out of evolution, but that is also a nice tip. Of course, we may have heard it all before, but, and this is the important thing, you have to live it. Absolutely. That has to become a way of life. So that wasn't something I internalized from one moment to the next. But you have to go to training every time. So even if it's reading a book or being inquisitive and finding your way, there is no magic formula for this. It's not rocket science either. But you have to want to go this way. Yes, it is sometimes rocky, sometimes feels really unfair, but you must then remain true to yourself, to go this path pursuing your goals, and then it is also possible. What has supported me tremendously, even before this personal development, is of course the two or three important people in my life, whether it's my father, my friend from Austria or from Hungary, or you. There are very, very few who are accompanying me on my path at the moment. It is really important to me in my world of values that you have the right people with whom you can talk at eye level. So we talk to each other. Not in order to cry and complain and gossip, but in order to have this will to want to constantly develop with every situation, so to speak. And I find that incredibly great. if you then have such people, even if they are few, at your side. Ha 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 ha, nothing is better than talking about others, no nonsense. Of course, it happens that you sometimes have people around you where you then also have your doubts. Me too, I have doubts. Fears too. Of course, they have become less, but I also have such shitty days. Sure, that means in summary, the right environment is important. Friends, family, dear people who are also worth it. The greatest gift we can give is time. So give time to other people. It's the greatest thing you can actually position in life. You just can't do more than that. And this simply results in your positive environment, your people, who then in turn also support the fact that fear actually no longer plays a role in life. Having people by your side who support you is priceless, especially when it comes to the subject of fears. They don't even have to solve your problem, but simply give you ideas or just be there to get off your chest what is bothering you. Absolutely. It's also about having this understanding, whether that also includes security. But to have this understanding, to be allowed to cry sometimes, and without this person questioning your vision. Then, of course, you're also afraid of opening up to certain people. Of course, what I value immensely in my closest person is when I'm really allowed to be the way I am and show my emotions. And as I said, I also have doubts and fears. I feel like shit sometimes too, and giving 119% every day is not always possible. You shouldn't feel under pressure there. But I also go to training on days like this. These times when I feel this way are no longer weeks or months, but are sometimes only hours when you feel this way. And when you go forward again, because you want to find solutions again. And that also takes time. That takes time. It's like when you go to the gym. I am very, very impatient. But that's where I drew my comparison. Okay, when I started bodybuilding, for example, that also took almost a year, two even, until you are where you want to be. So impatience, especially in personal development, yes, that stands and stood in my way sometimes. I continued anyway. Now I have a very, very, very exciting question for you. The corona crisis will keep us busy for a long time. The economic crisis will come after that. How do you deal with these very uncertain times? Because that also scares a lot of people, and even me included. We are very solid in our corporate structures, but nevertheless, I'm a bit afraid of what's happening to people in society right now, not only in Germany, but worldwide. I even find it a bit frightening in parts. And I have four children, one big and three little ones, who were just born into this very, very difficult time. We are faced with many problems at this time, from environment to energetic problems that need to be solved. And now pandemics due to globalization. And this pandemic is not really on a huge scale in terms of mortality. Of course, for God's sake, the millions of sick and dead and permanent damage to people, I don't want to reduce that in any way. But it is to be expected that biology will play a much, much worse trick on us at some point because viruses and bacteria develop further, and that is my professional world in these zoonoses. They are also becoming more and more. But we don't want to position any gloomy doomsday scenarios here now. That's not what this is about at all, but I'm actually a bit concerned with how Norman, and I've just been able to introduce you here as a very special person, deals with the future. I mean, I know you are someone who doesn't wait for something to get better, but who also shows action. Of course, at some point, you have to wait again in order to practice things. So, if the gastro area is closed at the moment and the operating activity is prohibited, then, of course, there's nothing you can really do in this sense. But I know that you're bubbling in the background, and you're doing things. You are working on many projects, including a mindset brand. You're working on your Skyline 19 gastronomy group. You're working on event creation, and you're planning the first post-corona event, and you don't want to give away too much right now. But what are you doing as a human being to position yourself to have the strength at this point, which will hopefully come soon, to be able to continue? To actively continue. Where do you get the strength from? Yes, where do I get the power? That's a good question. As I've already said, I think I've been very, very diligent over the last 3 years. I've been going to the gym very often in order to bring a basic inner calm into it and to step on the gas, to find solutions. It's incredibly difficult at the moment. You are only a co-driver. New information comes in every day, whether positive or negative, and that has an effect on the customers. You notice all that. Every day is a surprise for which you are not to blame. It's not about the guilt now, but what will happen next week or the week after when there is new news about the pandemic. I can't influence that, Nevertheless, I always find a solution and think positively. I have now set a time window for myself where I think, okay, it will go up again. How long will it take for the economy to rebuild? I don't know. And I have also calmed down a bit myself. And there also came for me a bit more mindfulness. Of course, also due to the situation of my father at the beginning of the year. And now I say to myself, okay, I'll use this time now. I'll try it out. We also had a great joint project in the pipeline 3 or 4 weeks ago. And just 1 week later, of course, there were no more events from above. And that would have put us in a unique position in Germany. And you just have to look at it from a sporting point of view. So I say to myself, how cool is it that we even came up with this idea and implemented it? And that also proves to me in the daily things that I push through at work, which of course does not bring this financial success at the moment. That's where I get my strength from. I know very well that when things start again, I'll be ready. I'm also inspiring people because that's how I am, because that's how I live my life. And then, of course, it will also work out afterward when we're allowed to go full throttle again. At the moment, we're basically just in neutral. I am absolutely convinced that we will get there again, and you have to do your homework now. We need to be prepared for when we will be allowed to do everything again. So that's why I'd rather use the time and look for solutions now. As I said, there is maybe one out of 19 proposals. But that was the one. So you have to have thick skin and also be able to deal with the disappointment. I don't find it a disappointment because one comes into action. It feels unpleasant, of course, but you'll find the needle in the haystack. Very good. That means you're already living through your concepts right now that you've positioned, that you've developed. Are you already living through them like a cinema preview? That's how I would position it. You are living through it like a cinema preview and are thereby already positioning the successes that you have achieved in your book. You wrote a happy ending. That is your focus. That is the positive attitude to how it will be. What you see in the future and what you expect in the future, when exactly it takes place and whether it takes place exactly the same. There are just several possible happy endings. But in the end, one thing is clear with you. It is and always remains the happy ending of your life movie. Yes, you said that beautifully. I hadn't even thought of it that way. Absolutely. So there will be a happy ending. And there will be a time afterwards. I always say, happy ending doesn't sound so bad either. Maybe I'll take it over. There will be a time after. I know a lot of entrepreneurs from other industries who have been hit much harder, and I will certainly be confronted with things again and again. And of course, it's absolutely shitty what's happening here at the moment. So for me personally, a lot has happened this year too. But I always tell myself that things could be much worse. It really does get much worse. There will be a time after the pandemic, and you have to focus on that. You have to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, you will give up sooner or later. Now, that's not a bad thing at all. It's up to you. So you have to make the decision for yourself. And I have positioned it very clearly for myself because I have a never give up attitude. There will be a time for me afterwards, whether with employees or alone again. I can't tell you that yet, but there will be a time after that. Definitely. I am 100% convinced of that. With this conviction, you manage to motivate yourself anew every day and find solutions. I currently do not have the solution yet. I do not know how yet. Yes, I am that honest, but there will definitely be a way. And because you are open to finding solutions, you also perceive completely different things. I've just come back from a totally awesome appointment, which I haven't told you about yet. We'll talk about it again afterwards, and there's another really cool option. And I probably wouldn't have noticed that everything negative also has its positive. You can say that. That's what I'm experiencing at the moment. And I only got to know this contact in this crisis. And that's how you have to keep your head above water. I find it very, very cool. Very, very cool closing. Think positive. And there you can always just say, our thoughts are our lived reality. Norman has made a statement with his 3 tips on how to get through the crisis, even in a very, very crisis-ridden scene of gastronomy in this commercial sector. I think that can give everyone a little bit, maybe a little bit as well. So clearly, focus on mindfulness yourself, however you implement it all. That means with exercise, with good nutrition, meditation, and so on. And if you can't do anything with all these things, it can of course also mean simply relaxing. Or reading a book that you've been wanting to read for a long time, or whatever. Or just having an awesome movie night on the sofa. The other was, find the right people, find the right environment, and just stay energized by that and stay positive. And the third one was, just be the director of your own life cinema, your cinema movie. You write every day anew a page in the book of your life, and no one else. Neither the environment nor the external influences. You yourself write a new page every day, and therefore, really think positive. Even if everything is shit, in the end. Everyone knows the saying, and there I would like to find a conclusion. You know only to appreciate what you have. Then the most essential thing in life is health and awareness to life. And this is what I would like to call for today. Yes, at this point, I would like to thank you very much for being here today. This is a very different form of podcasting with this Corona special. I hope you enjoyed it. Very happy for you to subscribe to the channel if you like the show, this episode. Or, however, click on my page, www.marcelengel.com, and write me. I have a huge network of people who I think can simply make you think, and maybe through their way of thinking, can also give us more encouragement. Very nice that you were part of it. I was very happy to share this with you guys, and if people liked it, then maybe there will be a part two of this podcast with me and Norman. Yes, there was also a lot of thinking. You also have to say that there is no cropped or scripted content here. But we also don't want to just talk nonsense. It's about the mindset and the way of thinking and everyone who likes it. Very cool. And the others just switch off. There will be also normal crime scene episodes again. So in that sense, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being here, for your standards, and for giving people something. Would you like to, and at this point, I would say goodbye. Say a final word? Oh, you've surprised me now. Yes, nice that you have listened at all until then. It's the first time that I'm part of this podcast. I hope not the last time. It is up to you. Yes, as I said, stay positive. Think about yourselves. Make the basic foundation with your thoughts, and it always goes on. There will always be a way, no matter how difficult it looks. Tomorrow the sun will rise anew. You have a new chance. And yes, every day 119% in this sense. Until then, ciao, Marcel and Norman. Episode special on the Corona crisis. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to get you. Be part of it. Looking forward, subscribe to the season and you'll never be late for an episode. Corona Edition.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner, Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.